morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and you can find us on Facebook. The group is Trust the Bible. There's a lot of people on there making comments, leaving questions. So I'd love to have you join with us there. I told you this week I'm going to explain what does it mean to trust the Bible. And specifically, I'm talking to those within the faith community. In other words, not the hardcore atheist and skeptic that says, oh, the Bible's just a bunch of nonsense. But there are many who would say, you know, I like the Bible, I believe in God, I consider myself a Christian, but, and there are some questions there that reflect that there's not really a trust in the Bible, or at least not the way I would say we should trust the Bible, that I think can cause a lot of damage, a lot of problems, a lot of heartache, because the Bible is our ultimate guide to success in life. It is our ultimate resource for life, and we need to trust it. So I'm addressing that kind of basic question of, well, why would you trust the Bible when shouldn't we really be trusting God? And I told you yesterday, my basic answer to that is, well, the Bible is the Word of God. And so how can I trust God if I don't trust His Word, which is given to us in the Bible? To those who say, well, you're limiting God to a book, I would say, no, I think God does all kinds of things outside of the Bible. But what's impossible about believing that God could use a book to do great and wonderful things and reveal Himself to me and speak to me and guide me in what I need to be prosperous and successful in life? So I think the one asking that question is really limiting God, as if He can't use a book to do all kinds of powerful and wonderful things. So today I want to really begin to define what I mean by trusting the Bible. And I mean that the Bible is true, that it is sufficient, and that it is an authority. And these three things go together. Once I define these, I'm going to come back and show you how the Bible itself makes these claims about itself, how Jesus said that all His followers should believe these claims about the Bible and should therefore trust the Bible. So let's talk about the Bible being true to start off with. When I say the Bible is true, I mean that everything that the Bible teaches and affirms is the way the Bible says it is. If the Bible says something is true, then it is true. If the Bible says that something exists, then it exists. Whatever the Bible affirms, that thing is true. And I mean this about all of the Bible. Sometimes people will separate out and say, well, the Bible's true about spiritual things, or the Bible's true about what it says about God, but it may not be true about what it says about history or science. I don't follow that. Again, I believe the Bible is the Word of God. And so if the Bible is the Word of God, it must be true in all that it affirms. Because if you say the Bible is the Word of God, but yet it's not true on matters of science and history, that is to suggest that what, God didn't know things that happened in history, or God wasn't as well informed on matters of science as we are in the modern age? We've kind of outpaced God in our scientific knowledge and understanding. No, if the Bible is the Word of God, it is true in all that it affirms, regardless of the topic or category. And the moment you begin to say, well, the Bible's true here, but not true there, you are either denying that the Bible is the Word of God, which again, I think goes against what Jesus taught, what the Bible claims about itself. We'll look at that later on. Or you are putting yourself in the position of authority over God. You are saying, what I believe to be true about science, based on what scientists teach today, is better information than what God says about it. Or what I believe happened historically, based on historical research and historians I follow and trust, I trust them more than what God says about history and what happened. And that, to me, is a huge problem, because now God is not the authority. And this is why these three things go together again: true, sufficient, and authoritative. You can start to see where the problem of authority and truth blend together, in that if everything the Bible affirms, if everything isn't true, then how do we know which parts are true and which parts aren't? you become the authority, not God. So I'm already beginning to touch on authority, but mainly I want to talk about truth. So one of the words that I will use in explaining that the Bible is true is that the Bible is inerrant. And I've heard people kind of get upset about that word and say, inerrant. You believe the Bible is inerrant. Well, you know, that's not a word that's used in the Bible. The Bible doesn't make that claim about itself. The you know, that's not a biblical word. That's not a word Jesus used. You know, why do we have to use this word inerrant? Well, we don't have to use the word inerrant. If the word bothers you, don't use it. But I think it's just simply a way of saying that the Bible is true in that all that it affirms is true. And it's just another way of clarifying, explaining that. Listen, Psalm 119, 160 says, all your words are true. This is just common sense that if God is truthful and the Bible is God's word, it's always going to be true. And if it's always true, it's never going to be an error. And if it's never an error, then a word to describe that is inerrant, without error. And someone will say, well, what about all the contradictions in the Bible? Well, that's a topic I've spent an entire week on in the past in this show and has come up from time to time. But I would simply say, what contradictions? A contradiction is when two things are affirmed that cannot both be true. There's a logical incompatibility. And I don't see any example of that in all of the pages of Scripture, even though it's written by over 40 authors in three different languages on three different continents over a 1,500-year period. There is a remarkable consistency in the biblical message. Are there some accounts where things are described differently or where there's some different details left in or left out or where it's hard to see how two things can both be true? Sure. But are they contradictions where the two things cannot both be true? No. And so I don't see that as a reason for rejecting the inerrancy of Scripture. Again, if you have questions, comments, specific passages in mind, you can always post them to the Facebook group Trust the Bible, or you can email me. That's another way. If you're not on Facebook, you can email me, PastorDavid@FairfaxFBC.org. That's for First Baptist Church. PastorDavid@FairfaxFBC.org. I'd be happy to address those questions on the program sometime or respond to you. But I believe the Bible is inerrant. Yes, that's not a biblical word or a word Jesus used, but we use language all the time to talk about our beliefs and what we think about the Bible, what we think about religion, politics. It doesn't have to be a word in the Bible for it to be a helpful word to explain what we mean. I simply mean that everything the Bible affirms to be true is true. All right, what about authority? I believe the Bible is an authority because everything it says is true. And it's not just that the content is true, like there's historical information that's true. But when there are commands in the Bible, they are the authority. They rule over me. If God says, love your neighbor as yourself, that's not just some interesting historical thing that happens to have been recorded. But that means I am responsible to love my neighbor as myself. It has authority over me. It's not like reading, the legal code from some other country that I don't live in and am not visiting. No, the Bible is the word of God. God is my creator. God is the judge of all the world. And so God's words carry this authority with them, and this makes his word powerful. And then the third thing I'm not going to have time to really get into today, but I want to talk about how sufficiency really, if the Bible is only true and authoritative but not sufficient, it's not really something you can trust or not trust the way I'm talking about on the program. So I'll bring that one in tomorrow and then talk about what Jesus has to say about this. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.